Hi, my name is Ajay Sharma, and I welcome you all to the pilot episode of my podcast, Python with Babuji, where I invite some of my friends, chefs, mentor, and other people from the hospitality industry, and I talk about their problems and how they overcame their struggles and what it exactly means to be one of them. On today's episode number one, we have a very close friend of mine who is my batchmate, and who has been my biggest motivation in my life. She has always pushed me hard for whatever I'm doing in my life today. Ladies and gentlemen, I would love to welcome my friend, Pramreet Kaur Javanda. Hi, Pramreet.
Hi, Ajay. Thank you so much. That was so sweet of you to say that.
I admire that as a compliment. Thank you so much. So, Pramreet, you are an army brat. Your dad is a retired colonel, and you have a brother in merchant navy.
Yes.
And your mom is an amazing cook.
Yes.
So if your mom is listening, tell her I will give her a very good tiramisu recipe in coming days.
Do you want me to say that on a podcast what you did? Do you want me to tell the world what you did? What?
I don't mind.
You give her.
I don't mind. You can go ahead.
I think you would like to tell them yourself. What recipe did you give?
So it was a confused recipe. So see, you know, I'm not very good with bakery. You have been my partner in bakery as well, and you know how pathetic I am. So it was something very out of the box. Like, see, it's a sarcasm. It was really something out of the box recipe, which your mother didn't like, which our senior did not like, which you didn't like, and you still taunt me even today.
She did not like, because there was no recipe like that. She was like, ye kya bol ke? I was like, mamma, koi baat nahi hota.
Exactly. So I made a khichdi out of a tiramisu.
Yeah, exactly. That's the correct word. Khichdi out of
a tiramisu. Right. So. Yes. So, okay. We were talking about you, not me. So, Pramreet, since you are an army brat, I'm sure that you might have migrated from places to places as a child.
Yes.
So, how was your childhood like? Because I'm pretty sure it's been very full of exposures, full of meeting new people. So, you know, tell us about your childhood and your upbringing.
So I think the main advantage of being a Fauji kid is that you get exposed to so many kinds of people, so many situations, so many places. Every 3 years, you have to move your base, you have to pack your entire stuff, stuff it in a box, and then move from one place, one state to another state in most of the cases. And you meet so many types of people. You meet people from all walks of life, and you get to hear their stories, you get to tell them your story, and you get invited to so many parties. I miss those parties so much. You get invited to so many parties, you invite people over. So hospitality comes within you, you know, it inculcates, you inculcate the habit of being nice to people, of making them feel at home. People ask me this question. I get this. I mean, every second person I meet, they're like, what is it like being raised in a Fauji family? And the answer I give them is, I don't know what it's like being raised not in a Fauji family, because that has been my life till now. So, yes, it was a very different and a very nice experience.
Nice to hear that. So, you know, Pramreet, you are a Punjabi, like a hardcore, typical Punjabi.
Yes.
I'm sure that you have some love for food, right? Because every Punjabi I have come across, they are like hardcore foodies and hardcore eaters when it comes to food. So what is your love for food?
My love for food is, I think you should not ask me this question. I've explored almost every place in Manipal with you. We eat like crazy. We'll eat like it's the last meal we'll get before we die.
Right.
Yes, musty mushroom, not to forget. And
right.
Yes. So my love for food is very, I have a lot of Punjabiness in me, and Punjabi is all about food. I love trying out new dishes. I love trying out new places, new restaurants. I like to experiment. If you give me 3 ingredients and you tell me ki iska kuch banao, I will make something out of it, but something very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell me to make it again the next day, I will not know how I made it the other day, because whatever comes to my mind, I just make it and it comes out well by the with the grace of God. And yes, so Punjabi is all about food. Food is in our blood. And yes, so you know it very well, Ajay, I am sure.
So, okay, you talked about one basic sentence. I heard one sentence in your conversation that you give me 3 ingredients and you can cook anything out of it.
Yes.
You can cook. I have seen it, because remember we had competed in one of the competitions for European food,
and we added machli masala, Indian MDH machli masala in European dish. Oh my god, how can I forget that?
Exactly. So that was something we made out of a red snapper. I feel pity for that snapper, that what we how we treated that ingredient.
But people love
but
it.
We came fourth.
Wow.
And I still wonder how. So can we consider this as one of your food memory, or should I dig in more into your life and tell your secrets about your food love?
No, this is one of my most treasured memory. Adding machli masala, whenever I see a packet of machli masala, I'm like, dude, keep it away from me. I can add it in almost everything I make. It was fun. Good old days, Sachin. Good old days.
It was amazing days. Okay. So, since you came from a background of farming, which is known to be so much hospitable, you joined one of India's most prestigious hotel management college, Welcome Group Graduate School of Hotel Administration. And I'm glad that you did. So I met you, and now more than a friend, you became a family to me.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm pretty sure Vaksha has been a crucial role in both of our lives.
Absolutely.
Forget about me. What is your take on your journey in Vaksha from the day you joined to the day you graduated?
So the day I joined, it was a total cultural shock for me. To know why it was, you will have to visit Manipal. You'll have to see what the place is. It was a total cultural shock. I was like, ye kya hai? But by the end of those 4 years, I didn't want to leave the place. I had tears in my eyes. I was like, nahi, this is the place I want to stay. This is the place I want to stay all my life. More than the place, it's about the people, it's about the memories that you have. Vaksha grooms you not only as a professional, but as an individual too. You become smarter, you become braver, you become a better human being by staying there. And I would like to thank Vaksha for shaping me, for making a lady out of a girl. For giving me some amazing people I treasure, for giving me friends for a lifetime, and for making me what I am today. I think Marriott happened because of Vaksha, and
right.
it was wonderful. Total roller coaster ride, but worth the ride.
Nice. So, okay, let's come to a quick rapid fire regarding Vaksha.
Okay.
Name 3 faculties you admired the most in Vaksha.
Chef Thiru, Chef Manish, okay. And Naresh Naik, sir. Yeah.
So, okay. Jokes apart. So, your Vaksha journey ended on a very good note, that you got placed with Marriott International when they had come for the placements.
Yes.
So, and you were chosen as the management trainee program, which was known as the Voyager.
Anji.
So, how did the journey of being a Voyager at Marriott to the assistant front desk manager at JW Chandigarh was like?
Program just added a bit to it. So my journey as a voyager has been really nice. You get so much exposure. So we got a lot of exposure in college itself. But once you start working practically, so hands-on experience is very important in any field, not just hospitality. Even if you're a doctor, if you don't write prescriptions, you won't know how to write prescriptions, right? You have to do it to know how to do it. So as a voyager, you get exposure to all the departments. I was a front office voyager, but not just front office. I've spent a good amount of time in all the departments, be it sales, be it kitchen, be it housekeeping, be it finance. So to be a good manager, you should know, even if I am the front office manager, whenever I'll be the front office manager, I should also know how things work in the finance department, so that if I get any finance query, I should be able to answer it with full confidence. So if you want to start your career, it is always better to take any management training program that comes your way, grab the opportunity, make full use of it. It will definitely help you, not just in hospitality. Even if you want to venture out, you get to know, okay, even if you're a, say, kitchen voyager and you get exposure in sales and marketing after maybe 10 years, you feel like when I was a voyager, I got to train in sales department. That was a good department. I can probably quit kitchen and go to sales. So that's the exposure you get.
Okay, you know, when we enter the industry,
yes,
we are so excited that okay, hospitality industry is so glamorous, but you know, there are some things we need to know. When we begin our career, we need to do our mise en place, if you ask in the culinary terms.
Yes.
We need to do our homeworks.
Yeah.
So what was the one thing you wish you had prepared before you had begun your career?
So I knew this thing that the work hours are really tough. I remember right after school, I told my dad that, Dad, I want to do hotel management or I want to do law. So for hotel management, my dad was like, do, it's a really nice course, it's the future. He gave me a nice brief about the industry. And then he said that, but keep in mind that the work hours are tough. I said, Dad, it's okay, I'll handle that. But once when I entered the industry, I was like, yahan aane ka time hai, yahan to jaane ka time hi nahi hota hai. So that's how you get to know that it is really tough. And I remember when I was in Jaipur, I used to work till 2 in the morning, report at 8, work till 2 in the morning, and then again come back at 9 the next day, again go back at 1 the next morning. That's practically the next morning, right? So it is tough, but it is worth it. You get to learn a lot, and emotionally, mentally, and physically, you get to be so strong that the world is at your feet. You can take on anything that comes your way. You're like, ye kar liya, ab ye to ho hi jayega. That's the attitude you should have in life. And you need to be strong to survive in hospitality. Yeah.
I truly agree with you, Brahmreet. So, Brahmreet, you know, when we enter an industry or when we take up some work for the very first time, we do not assure that we will have a sudden success in life, you know. We keep on failing, because life is all about failures.
Yes.
So, being into the professional career or being any part of your college life or as a voyager, what was your biggest failure and what did you learn from it?
So I've been taught these two things in life. One was taught by you, Ajay Sharma, and the other thing was taught by a very good friend of mine. So what you taught me was, Samay se zyada, what was that? Samay se pehle?
Samay se zyada aur kismat se. Samay se pehle aur kismat se zyada, na kabhi kisi ko kuch mila hai, na kabhi kisi ko kuch mila hai.
Exactly. And the other thing that my friend taught me was, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So these two things, they keep me moving. So whenever I'm in a very bad space, I think about all these things. What you said, samay se pehle aur kismat se zyada, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So failures are very important part of life, and failure, there's no one in this world who has not experienced any failure. There are a lot of targets given to you. Sometimes you meet them, sometimes you do not meet them. But if you're a good professional, you will stand up again on your feet, stand up tall, and you'll be like, no, it's okay if I couldn't do it this time. I will learn from my mistakes, and then I will try not to repeat them, and I will hit the target the next time I do it. And failing is not an issue. What really is the issue is that you failing and not learning from your mistakes. So I remember I was also given targets. I could not do that. I could not meet the targets. I was given a good dose by my manager, but it really helped. It pushed me. It motivated me to hit the targets the next time, and I did it. Maybe that is why I got promoted to be assistant front desk manager. Otherwise, I would have been a voyager all my life. But yeah, failing is not an issue. You should learn from your mistakes and move on in life.
Right. So talking about failure, even I have a similar story like yours. So yours was in the management side. Mine was in the kitchen side. So this happened back in 2019 when I was giving my second term culinary practical. So I had to prepare a dish which was technically a slow cooking, a stew.
Okay.
And I failed miserably because my product was undercooked. My mashed potato was spilled all over the kitchen because it was so runny.
Okay.
So the evaluator who was who was checking on me, he's like, you know, you are gonna fail today.
Okay.
But I did fail that day. I did get the failing grade, and I'm not ashamed of sharing my failing stories because it is important for the people to know what failures look like.
I don't think you'll be a failure if you learn from it and if you do not repeat. So the next time you make mashed potatoes, if they come out well, then you're not a failure. You're a winner. You're not a failure.
Exactly. So that's when, you know, I realized, no, I'm going to bounce back strong. And my faculty who was teaching me in the a la carte class, he was like, you know, Ajay, you got this. I know your potentiality. You will bounce back way stronger than you have ever did. Because I know that you have a nature of bouncing back and not giving up very easily.
Yes.
So failing does not mean the end of the world. It's like a stepping stone in order to be successful.
Yes, exactly. Chef Thiru is going to be so proud of you.
I learned this thing from Chef Thiru. He's like, never give up in life. Never give up. And, you know, he's the one person everyone looks up to.
Yes.
Be it any department.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So, you know, since you have experienced this thing of being a voyager and being into a professional industry, so what advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
So if you want to be a hospitality professional, number one, choose the college you get into wisely. There are a lot of colleges, a lot of colleges offering the same course, but once you step out of the college, when you sit for your placements, if not placement, if you want to, whenever you sit for any interview, don't get into wrong company. Get into good company, constructive company. Put in a lot of effort. Enjoy your college life, but don't forget to study. Study. It's not like, I remember when I was still in college, I used to come home and all my relatives, still they're like, oh, you've done hotel management, chal kuch khana bana ke sikhao, dikhao. Hotel management is not just about food. It's about so much more than food. So if you think you have it in you, get into a good college, study, give it your best shot, keep learning, keep growing. Like I said before, get into any management training program that comes your way. It will do wonders to your career. It will give a push start to the career, and the world will be at your feet then.
Well said, Pramrit. So Pramrit, you know, with every passing phase, while you are growing, there are some resources which helps you to grow and which comes in your way. So what were your best resources that have helped you along your way?
So resources can be anything. Resources if you ask me what written material, there are a lot of things available, but the most useful written material will be the notes that your seniors give you. Keep them handy. It has important questions marked. I remember passing on all my notes to my juniors and I'm like, isme sare important marked hai, pad lena just.
Ye to aayenge hi aayenge.
And more than that, I think keep talking to all the professional industry professionals you meet. Keep talking to your faculty. They're the best guys you will ever get. Keep talking to your managers. If you're an intern, you'll be working. Keep talking to your colleagues. So they give a lot of good advices. Take the advice. Don't follow it blindly. Use your head and do what you think is right. Never regret your decision in life. If it's done, it's done.
Right. So, Pramrit, you know, we idolize or we get influenced by many people in our life. Our parents, our mentors, our people around who have been around us for a long, long period of time. So, you know, who were the three people that influenced you or been influential to you?
Three is a very less number, but I will still try. So the first two, I would like to give it to my parents. My father is someone I look up to professionally and personally. I always wanted to be a professional like him. I really like his charm, his aura, you know, the way he talks to the people he works with, the way he handles situation. I always wanted to be like my dad. The only difference is I am a front office professional. He was an army officer. And the second one, my mom, she gives the best world advices. Even her name is... So if you see my contacts, I have not written mom. It's life coach. She's my coach in life. So whenever I come across any situation where I'm like, ye kya ho gaya? I call up my mom and I'm like, mom, I need your help. Be it professional thing, be it a personal thing, be it anything, emotional breakdown, anything. And she'll be like, don't worry, I'm there with you. And she gives the best advices. So she's my go-to person. A big support, a very big support. Third, I would say my training manager when I was in ITC Maurya, Miss Ashima Gulati. She is a wonderful person. The way she walks, talks, guides people, trains people. I adore her. Apart from these three people, there are a lot of people, my friends, Yashna, Ajay, and a lot of people who've inspiration. Not just inspiration, but who've always motivated me and pushed me to do what I've always wanted to do. Yashna knows how much I like dances. Every time she sees a nice dance video, she sends it to me and she's like, bro, tu bhi aisa dance karna. So all these things matter in life. Ajay Sharma, he knows how much I love food, how much I love baking. And whenever he comes across anything, he's like, tu bhi ye banana. You make this, I'll market it for you. So all these things, you know, they matter a lot in life. And thank you so much.
See, I would personally say I'm blessed to have you as a friend in my life. And thank you for considering one of the motivation in your life. So, you know, Pramrit, with every industry, there are some common myths. What exactly you are doing. So like with me being a kitchen person, I'm like, okay, so... what do you do? People said often ask me, what do you do? I say, I cook. No, what do you do? I'm like, I cook. That's what I do. Maybe besides cooking, what do you do? So I said, cooking is my job. I earn from cooking. So, you know, there are some common myths about the professions, like I told you mine. What was your common myth and you would like to debunk it?
Please, guys. Hotel management is not just about kitchen or housekeeping. There is so much more to hotel management. We learn sales, we learn human resource, we learn so much about it. All my people who do not know, I will not name anyone in particular, but people who do not know what hotel management is, they're like, chal khana bana ke dikhana. और दे लाइक एंड व्हेन आई टेल देम दैट नो आई एम नॉट अ शेफ देल बी लाइक अच्छा तो हाउसकीपिंग में है दे सो मच मोर यू हैव सो मैनी डिपार्टमेंट्स आई के नॉट इवन काउंट देम ऑन माई टू फिंगर्स इफ आई ऑल द स्मॉल स्मॉल डिपार्टमेंट्स इफ वी टेक इन टू कंसिडरेशन देर सो मच मोर टू होटल मैनेजमेंट सो होटल मैनेजमेंट इज नॉट जस्ट अबाउट फूड इट्स जस्ट if you include F&B service also there's just two parts of the hotel and yes please guys there are people who have done hotel management and who cannot cook at all I know them I will not need them Ajay Sharma you know them too right
yes hotel management is not about washing dishes bhande bartan nahi manjte hum log sir
है ना वो भी एक अलग डिपार्टमेंट है
हाँ वो भी एक अलग किचन स्टोरिंग का डिपार्टमेंट है
कम्स अंडर किचन
सो
बट होटल
हाँ इट कम्स अंडर किचन बट
खाना
हाँ इट्स नॉट अबाउट खाना सो यू नो प्रमरीत इफ यू कुड स्टेप इनटू माय शूज इफ यू वर द होस्ट और यू वुड आस्क वन क्वेश्चन टू योरसेल्फ व्हिच आई डिड नॉट
okay, so I would ask myself that how is Ajay Sharma in college and I would give away all your secrets. Do you want me to do that?
What happens in Vaksha stays in Vaksha.
Yes, so do you want me to do that? No, right?
No.
You do your job and I do my job.
Right, because if you leak out my secrets, I'll leak out your secrets.
No, man, no.
It's a win-win situation. Okay, so Brahmreet, you know, we are coming to the end of our interview segment. And I'm so glad, I'm so happy that you've been such a sport by coming on to my first episode. You are the curtain raiser for my podcast.
Thank you.
So, you know, like many people after listening to this podcast would like to know more about you, would like to connect with you. So where can the listeners connect with you?
You can connect to me either on Facebook or Instagram. It'll be my first name and my last name, Brahmreet Javanda. You can drop in a message there. It's a private account, but I will always reply to every message that I get if it's a useful message. Ask me anything that you want to ask me. I will be more than happy to answer the questions. And if I cannot answer any of the questions, I will definitely check and get back to you. Learning curve never ends. Everyone learns. I will also learn from you guys.
All right. So that was the fun segment with you, Brahmreet. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest on my show. I'm so honored that you accepted my request for being the first guest on this podcast.
Thank you, Ajay. Thank you. I feel like I'm in some Kapil Sharma show and you're like, कैसा लगा मेरे शो में आके?
हाँ, कैसा लगा आपको मेरे पॉडकास्ट में आके प्रमरीत पर जवंदा?
बहुत अच्छा लगा, बहुत बढ़िया. Thank you so much for inviting me. Any fun memory you would like to tell your listeners?
My fun memory, there are many memories. My fond memory of Vaksha, of me getting recognition as a badam milk.
Oh my god, badam milk, I can never forget that. So like my mother is life coach, your name is saved as badam milk.
So people who don't know the story of badam milk, I will tell you in the upcoming episodes. So
suspense,
before we sign off, it's a suspense, let it be a suspense. I will announce it, what was the story. But before, Brahmreet, we end this interview, what would be some tips you would like to give it to the upcoming generation?
I think they're very smart, man. They don't need tips from us. They can come and give us some tips. But if I have to give, it'll be just that stay focused. Don't deviate from the goal. If you know what you have to do in life, work towards it. And there's no force in this world that can stop you from achieving what you desire. And just work hard. Enjoy your life. You live just once. Don't get overworked. Don't stress out. Mental peace, mental health is very important. Keep working. You will do wonders. I'm sure you're still doing wonders with your life. Make your parents proud of you. Yeah.
Yes. So thank you, Brimreet, once again. And guys, that was it from the fun segment with the former assistant front desk manager of JW Chandigarh, Brimreet Kaur Javandar. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll meet you on the next episode with another very special guest. Till then, thank you so much.